The Dodgers looking to extend their winning streak to a season-best 5 games, taking on the Pirates. Cody Bellinger ready for this one. First inning, facing Chad Kuhl.
Bellinger hammers it. Opposite field. Screaming towards the wall. Cody Bellinger goes deep again. Some opposite field power for number 6.
Now the 0-2 on the way. Ground ball, right side, off the bag. Utley now with a barehanded toss to first base. And out at first base is Mercer. What a play by Chase Utley. And the Mercer was robbed of a base hit. Into the wine and a pitch.
Line to the opposite field. Bellinger comes on and takes it away. Don't blink. You might miss something Cody's doing. Another payoff pitch to Chase Utley. Runner goes again, and it's pounded to right center field. He looks like the Chase Utley of old, and he's got an RBI double here in the fourth.
Kenta Maeda has been in complete control tonight. Swings and misses.
A career best 8 1/3 for Kenta.
The Dodgers take it 5-2, extending their winning streak to a season-best 5 games. Not all good news, though, for LA. Before the game, the team announced that outfielder Andrew Tolles will miss the remainder of the season with a torn right ACL. Yasmani Grandal started to find his swing in the series against the Pirates. He spoke after the game.
Just got a little bit more selective and stayed within my plan. But that was pretty much it. I didn't change anything in my swing. I didn't change anything in my stance. Just pretty much got more selective and waited for my pitch.
Kenta was such a phenomenal night, the longest he's gone in his big league career. What were you seeing from him?
Yeah, he was great. He did a tremendous job at locating pitches, getting ahead, and making pitches when he needed. A lot of, two-pitch at-bats, which, you know, that's huge. It gets you late into the games, as it showed. And, he did a tremendous job at getting guys out early, getting ahead, and putting them away.
Defensively, we saw some amazing plays from Chris Taylor and Chase Utley. Just their contribution seemed to make such a difference tonight.
Yeah, I mean, those plays were huge. You know, it can go either way. At times, you get a base hit like that, and then all of a sudden you get another base hit, and now they start rolling, and, the game gets a little bit more complicated. So the fact that we were able to make the plays and get the outs was huge.
A strong performance from Kenta Maeda. He goes 8 1/3 frames, allowing 2 runs. Manager Dave Roberts talked about his starter afterwards.
His last 2 turns been really good. And, he was efficient. He was pounding the strike zone. Secondary, really good. Using all quadrants. So, yeah, I was absolutely pulling for him, to complete it. But, you get to a certain point, you want to make sure you win the game. And I didn't want him to have a sour taste, after that brilliant outing.
Beyond the cutter, beyond the simplified windup, is there a larger explanation as to why he's had this sudden turnaround?
No. I think the cut fastball is part of it. I still think, the fundamentals of, having fastball command, throwing his secondaries whenever he needed to get back into account. All that stuff, being efficient, putting the baseball on the ground. And I think that we talked about that his first 3 or 4 turns where there's a lot of fly balls. Today he got the grounders when he needed. So, Kenta really did a nice job.
David, you let Kenta keep pitching after the 2-run home run there. I thought that was to give Kenta more time maybe to get warm. But then you go with Grant after he gets the strikeout. Were you thinking if anybody gets on at that point, then you go to Kenta?
Well, it was McCutchen, and so I felt that where Kenta was at, still throwing the ball well, and I felt he can get in McCutchen. And at that point in time, it's not a safe situation, and I don't want to put Kenley in the game if we don't need to. So, yeah, he was getting loose, but to then get him in there in a non-safe situation, for me, I didn't like that. And so I also then you look at the next hitter, Polanco. Grant was obviously ready. And so, again, I like the matchup. Obviously, you like Kenley with any matchup, but it's not a safe situation. So I think to still get into a major league game and have adrenaline intensity, if we can kind of, take a time where we don't need to, deploy him at a certain time, then we'll do that. And, if somebody would have gone on in the ninth with Grant, then Kenley would have been in the game.
Some of those defensive plays kind of leave you shaking your head in a good way.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a weird night. You know, obviously seeing Chase over there at first base and a couple of the plays that he made, ball hits a bag, does the 360, makes the play, and another ball, you know, goes under his glove. CT's there, and, you know, we were giving Chase a hard time that, you know, Chase said that Chris Taylor called him off right there, so that's why the ball went under his glove. So no, it was a weird one, but, you know, you look at Cody with the homer, Yasmani still swinging a great bat, and to see Chase get untracked. You know, there was a lot of good things in the defensive positioning, the plays defensively, and the series overall. Very good.
You don't.
That's just the pure strength, the bat to ball skills, and you know you see him hit the ball 440 feet to the poolside, but to barrel it, you know, to Opsfield homer, he's wiry, strong, you know, and again he put the barrel to it.
Given the news of Tolles today, and you guys had been playing so well, to be able to kind of continue that, even though that's a small disappointment, winning, you know, 10 of 12, 4 straight this week, it just seems like you guys just keep rolling along.
We do. And it's a credit to the guys in the clubhouse that, you know, regardless of injuries, noise, distractions, I don't think that we let it deter us or get in the way of us winning a baseball game. So as much as we all feel for Andrew in this situation, we still have had a baseball game to win, and we have more to play. So, you know, guys are going to have opportunities, and we expect them to go out there and produce.
You mentioned Chase got back on track. To your credit, you said it's only been a matter of time before Chase starts hitting the ball well again. What have you seen him do differently these past few games that have allowed him to get back?
Well, his legs are back under him, and I think, you know, one thing that you talk about Chase Utley, and I think there's so many superlatives that we use, but, you know, today he was going to be in the starting lineup. You know, veteran player, and he opted to take part in a simulated batting practice with Brandon McCarthy today to get, you know, 5, 6, 7 at-bats, essentially. And he took, and he had a bat, good at-bats, and took those into the game tonight. And, you know, on the heels of last night where he doubled off the wall, you know, any opportunity he gets to get better or help our club get better, he does that.
Did you order Rich Hill come out of that no-hitter?
He had a no-hitter tonight?
Yeah.
Did he yell at Sailor like he yelled at me? I knew he got through 5 and 69, 70 pitches, something like that. So that was good enough for me. I didn't know he had a no-hitter going. So I'm sure his conversation was a little bit more less lively than ours.
Dave, can you clear something up from pregame? You mentioned in the short term Cody's going to play some left. Is he also going to see time at first? Like when you got like Franklin Gutierrez, you still want to mix it in the right? He is.
And I think that, you know, like some of our other players, a lot of our players give us versatility. And, yeah, you'll see Cody at first, you know, kind of depending on how Adrian's progress comes. But I do obviously like him in left. I like him at first. And, you know, with Franklin, His hip flexor, whatever we want to call it, is coming. But yeah, Denver's a big outfield. You know, you're at altitude, so I still like him in the batter's box. But I want to make sure he's not going to hurt himself playing defense too.
Are he and Chris generally going to be in the lineup every day as long as they keep hitting like this?
I think so. I think yeah. You know, tomorrow with the night game, the late travel tonight, I see, you know, Barnes catching tomorrow, but I do see Chase at first and CTS. So I see outside of the catcher, I see the same lineup.
Up next, the Dodgers head to Colorado to start a 4-game set against the Rockies beginning on Thursday.